This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Monday afternoon, July 14th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. It's a hot summer at the movies, and not just thanks to some big hits. We'll explain in our next segment. But right now, Wall Street is bracing for a busy week with key inflation, retail, and housing numbers due, plus investors digest President Trump's latest tariff threats. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Bob, thank you for joining us today. Let's talk about the two inflation reports we are going to get this week. The Consumer Price Index is out tomorrow. Producer Price Index is out on Wednesday. And thus far this year, the growth in inflation has been rather muted. But we have some analysts saying that this week we're really going to start to see the effects of tariffs. Do you buy that analysis?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I'm part of that analysis. The problem is, if you look at the tariff revenues over the last 3 months, particularly the last 2 months, and especially the most recent month, tariff revenues have just jumped very sharply. You may be aware that there was a surprise surplus reported in the federal deficit for last month because of surging tariff revenues that were unexpected. So if tariff revenues are rising that fast, it means that tariffs are high. And if tariffs are high, it means that somebody's paying those tariffs. And, you know, when the tariffs are that high that the numbers are substantial and noticeable, it becomes less likely that firms are going to be able to avoid them, eat them, and not pass them on. So I think we're getting to a point where these tariff revenues are so high, you've got to start expecting to see it in prices.
And when if that shows up in prices in an appreciable manner, and it also shows up in the inflation numbers in a way in which people really start to take notice, how does that impact the tariff negotiations between the White House and seemingly every country in the world?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure how to answer that, but you know, Trump will probably, if it happens this way, and if we start to get noticeable inflation in the CPI and the PPI reports, and you know, a lot of the impact that we get is going to be on producer prices. And so we might see more of it in the PPI actually than in the CPI because of intermediate goods. So the intermediate goods will go up first, and then later we'll see the knock-on effects to the CPI as those price effects pass through the pipeline. So you can expect Trump to blast people for passing the tariffs on, and he can do whatever he wants, but he can't escape the fact that these are his tariffs, and this is what happens, and this is conventionally what you expect. And that if the tariffs are big enough, you just can't expect firms to eat them anymore.
Let's look ahead to Thursday, because on the subject of how much is the consumer willing to accept as far as passing tariffs along to them is concerned, that leads us to retail sales, which is out on Thursday. And the through line between the inflation when it went way up 3 years ago and higher interest rates, the one thing that has powered the economy this entire time has been consumer spending, and is elevated tariffs. Is that the thing that would get people to eventually close their wallets?
Well, it might. Remember, if the CPI numbers are higher, then the retail sales numbers will probably be higher, because it means that the nominal spending, even if it's weak, is going to be greater in nominal terms. So we'll probably see some recasting of the retail sales report if we have some nasty news in the CPI. But, the consumers are going to be on alert here. Trump has already painted himself into a corner, and he's hoping that he can get it out by bluster and by telling firms they can't pass on the price, and by doing all these special kinds of things he thinks that he can do. And, I just think he's coming to the end of a road here. And the reality is going to be that if you're going to put huge tariffs on things, prices are going to go up. And there's no way around it. And that's what has to happen, actually. Prices have been too low in the U.S. for a lot of imports for too long. And if the prices don't go up, then we're going to keep buying them, and the trade deficit's going to get big. The only way you make the trade deficit smaller is if people stop buying stuff from abroad. And Trump thinks that his tariffs will stop the imports from coming in, and that people just won't buy that stuff, and instantly we'll have production spring up in the U.S. and we can buy things made on the inside of the tariff wall. But it takes a long time for that to happen. That's the problem. Things take time. Bob, and I think the time's running out for Mr. Trump.
Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Thank you for joining us today.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The summer box office is heating up. Superman just delivered a strong weekend, and AMC is expanding its 50% off ticket deal to Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We welcome in Paul DeGarabedian, Senior Media Analyst for the box office tracking company Comscore, based in Los Angeles. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And we talked about the good word of mouth coming out of previews for Superman last Friday, and that seemed to be very real. People wanted to believe a man could fly over the weekend.
That's right, Rob. Pretty amazing. I think this performance by Superman is just it's exactly what James Gunn, Peter Safran, and the DC Universe needed. Had this movie not performed to expectations or not performed to over $100 million domestically, it would have been seen as a major disappointment. So great news for Warner Brothers and DC.
Now, how is the summer of 2025 tracking compared to the box office total for 2024? And more importantly, Paul, how does this compare to 2019?
Oh, great question. So we're running about 16.5% ahead of last summer. And remember, last summer was impacted by the strikes that disrupted the release calendar and production, and that really threw things off. But compared to 2019, which was pre-pandemic, we're actually down about 13.7%. Again, up 16% over last year, down 13.7% versus 2019. But that was a different world. I mean, the fact that the box office has come back in so profound of a way, and the fact that we're going to get to, I've predicted, over $4 billion, which is for the domestic box office. That was always the pre-pandemic benchmark for the summer movie season. We're going to get there, I believe, this year. We're only about $1.6 billion away from that, and maybe $1.7, but we're going to get there. I think we've got another maybe $2 billion left in this box office from now through Labor Day Monday.
AMC is ramping up its discount efforts to get people to plan a movie night for the middle of the week. How does this work, and how can you take advantage of it?
Well, I think that, the Tuesday bargain pricing has been going on for at least a couple of decades, maybe more. Sort of like happy hour. People are aware of it. Everybody knows about it. AMC, one of the biggest theater chains in the world, is expanding that. I think that shows a lot of confidence by AMC in this movie slate, particularly this summer. I think the way to take advantage of it is do it every week and go to the movies on Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, they've expanded now to Wednesday, and why not? You know, people are price sensitive. When you have this many movies that could be on your hit parade or your hit list to see over the next many weeks, with Smurfs coming up on this weekend, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Fantastic Four, The First Steps at the end of the month, and then a bunch of really interesting films in August, you're going to need those bargains where you can get them.
And this is also a case, I mean, the rising cost of the movie theater experience has been a common complaint for decades, but up until very recently, the movie theaters held all the cards. So is this a way of AMC trying to come up with that killer app when your competition is sitting at home on your couch and watching your 80-inch TV?
That's exactly right, Rob. You nailed it. I mean, it is very competitive. People have so many options for entertainment. If you make that in-theater experience so compelling and attractive, both from a pricing perspective and an experiential perspective, then people will come back for more, because you're right. Sitting on the couch is very easy. Click a button. You've got all this content. To go out to the movie theater, it's a bigger lift for people, especially families, when you're going to corral the kids or whatever and go out to a movie theater and pay all that, you know, pay for those tickets and concessions. It adds up, but it's a relative bargain compared to other outside of the home activities, going to the movie theater.
Paul DeGarabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company ComScore in Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the college majors with the best job prospects.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Some college majors that are in high demand may surprise many, from nutrition science to special education. Meanwhile, the rise of AI also opens up some overlooked roles in areas like marketing and human resources. Joining us to discuss is Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today, Michelle. And when we talk about, when you're talking to a relative, they're looking at colleges, they're thinking about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that question is a lot more urgent than it used to be. You think about the careers that'll make you some money, you know, finance, law, STEM fields, and they still pay rather generously, Michelle, but the rise of AI is also putting the shine back on some other majors that may have softer skills but are now in demand.
Yes, absolutely. You know, AI falling in the tech fields obviously makes it a demand area, but some of the things that people don't think about with AI is just, you know, kind of the creativity and openness to learning, like machine learning, data analytics, and all of the skills that go with that. And so it does open up certainly several other majors beyond the typical ones in STEM.
Because it seems like when you're looking for a career, and also a career that will give you a good first step, you know, in the door, it's almost like fields that have skills that AI can't duplicate, at least not yet.
Well, yes, in some cases that AI can't duplicate, but in some cases it's having the AI skills for how those roles have evolved now. You know, I think you've heard me say in the past, Rob, AI doesn't replace jobs. It replaces people who refuse to learn AI to do jobs. And so, you know, I think being just very open-minded to the whole upskilling, you may still pursue some of the same roles or industries you wanted, but you're now going to have to upskill maybe for how AI has affected those fields.
Well, it's an interesting you bring that up, because I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend. We were talking about the ways in which AI would impact the marketing field, and the ability to tell a story, the ability to think creatively and strategically, that is something that AI can't duplicate, at least not yet. However, you can use the AI to tell that story in a way that's a lot more cost effective than it was 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely, right? It helps you formulate those ideas, but in somewhat of a computerized approach. And you are absolutely right that, you know, what's important to companies today is that creativity, those communication skills, that ability to tell a story, those soft skills. so important, and that can't be done with AI. And so, you know, the college graduates of today have got to think about both. They've got to have those tech skills, but do they have those soft skills that will make them stand out from someone else?
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead, the shopping mall is not dead yet, plus some suggestions from our Monday stock picker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are higher slightly this afternoon. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Victoria Fernandez, Chief Market Strategist at Crossmark Global Investments in Houston, Texas. Victoria, thank you for joining us today. And what will drive the week as far as the markets are concerned? Is everybody treading water until we get the first of two inflation numbers this week?
Well, Rob, that's part of what's driving the market. So yes, getting the CPI and the PPI numbers will be very important, because we're trying to answer the question of how much tariffs are actually going to affect pricing and affect inflation, because that determines then possibly what the Fed will do going forward. But we also kick off the second quarter earnings season this week. Tomorrow we have some of the big banks reporting, and so that will be important information for us. And then let's not forget, later in the week we have information around the consumer, like what retail sales are, and is the consumer starting to pull back on their spending. So lots of data this week that could drive the market.
So in other words, taking a look at the markets right now, all three major indices are up slightly, and it just looks like investors may be treading water, doing a little bit of buying before the big numbers and the big avalanche of information later this week.
Yeah, I think they are. You know, it's interesting. If you had looked at the futures last night, the markets were actually down quite a bit because of some of the new tariffs that were announced over the weekend. But here, as we start the actual trading week, buyers have stepped in. And I think you're right, where they're kind of positioning themselves to kind of wait and see what happens. But I think we could get more volatility as this week goes on.
Now, when it comes to inflation, that seems to be that the analysis is that it's going to pick up this month in the consumer price index and the producer price index, and especially in the PPI as the tariffs start to bite. And what would be a number that would be a cause for concern? I would imagine that the elevated inflation is already priced in. So what would be a number that would be a cause for concern? And if it comes in below expectations, are we going to see a rally?
Well, I think people are looking to see, are we going to get back up, above that 3% level threshold and stay above 3%? There was some optimism as numbers came down with what we call a 2 handle, right? Below 3%, 2 point something. And people were being kind of optimistic. So if we see that move higher, then that's going to be some cause for concern for investors in regards to what inflation is going to look like going forward. And unfortunately, in some of the reports we've already seen around manufacturing over the last couple of weeks, we have seen some elements that producer prices are moving higher, and you have companies like Walmart and Target that have already come out and said, we are going to be raising prices on the consumer going forward. So we'll have to see what these numbers how they turn out. But if they are lower than expected, that could be a really positive bump for this market.
And then when it comes to assessing threats moving forward, and I would imagine that's what you're looking for in the forward-looking guidance in these second quarter reports. What are the threats to the market right now? Is it just merely uncertainty surrounding tariffs? Is it elevated tariffs possibly leading to an economic downturn? Or is it something else?
I think you've got a combination of what are the tariffs going to look like. You use that bad word, uncertainty, and I think that's part of, what's really driving all this is we just don't know. And the concern is what that's going to mean for the consumer. I mean, we're all out there shopping and buying things. If prices get too high because tariffs go too high and that feeds through, we're going to pull back and stop spending. That means earnings aren't going to be as well for companies. And the first thing that usually happens for companies to start trimming margins is to lay people off. And so we don't want to see that cycle get started. And that's where the concern lies.
Victoria Fernandez, Chief Market Strategist, Crossmark Global Investments in Houston. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, how some area shopping malls are defying the odds.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
While many shopping centers and retail complexes across the country are struggling, top-tier malls remain strong, performing as well as ever. Here to explain is Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online, retaildoc.com. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And there was a major culling of shopping malls between 2017 and 2022. An average of nearly 1,100 malls closed every year between 2017 and 2022. And no new indoor mega malls have been built since 2006, nearly 20 years ago. And of course, we can point the finger at online shopping. And yet, despite all those malls closing, and we drive past them all the time, those dead shopping malls being redeveloped into something, there are a number of other shopping malls that are thriving. It's almost like the future forgot they existed. And at holiday time, Bob, you can't find a space in the parking lot. So what is the difference between the malls that died and the ones that are thriving? What was their secret to their success?
Well, the ones that are thriving all worked with the Retail Doctor. Oh, no, that's not it. I was just hoping that might be it.
What are the odds?
Exactly. So the one thing that no one mentions, and even with our friends at Placer AI who came out with that report, is so many malls were created with multiple owners. So back in when money was free and cheap in the 80s and 90s, you'd get a bunch of guys or gals together, you'd form a corporation, or you'd parcel all these different little sites underneath this new mega mall, and it made it almost impossible to make changes. So if you look at the big malls, and Aventura was one of the ones that was mentioned in this, they just kept opening, like, here's another 200,000 square feet we added, and here's more brands we've added, and here's more services we've added. The ones who have a single owner vision are the ones who seem to be able to make decisions quicker. And again, going back to that time when money was cheap, I grew up in Southern California, and it wasn't that unusual. You'd go down the freeway, and at one, there'd be a Home Depot, a Michaels, and, a third-rate one. And then you'd go to another exit, and there's Lowe's, and there is Bed Bath & Beyond. And the money was so free and cheap that who cared about demand? Well, suddenly, consumers said, demand matters, and the struggling properties, unless you're willing to invest, it's much like, in a retail store, the people I work with sales training, unless you're willing to invest in the people on my side, you're not going to make sales. But also, if you don't invest in the common grounds, in the tenant mix, in the parking, in the security of your location, you're going to be left behind. And customers are pretty absolute about those are the main ones that draw them.
It seems like the shopping malls in the Chicago area that have that have weathered the retail apocalypse just fine, as you mentioned, do have the single owner, so they're able to pivot and be a little more nimble as far as reacting to market trends. But the other thing that makes them notable is just the size. They are really big shopping developments, and as a result, they could do a lot of stuff with the space that they have. Because I do feel like, you know, there's one shopping mall that I used to go to quite a bit when I was a kid, but their two anchor stores were Sears and JCPenney and Carson Perry Scott. And and those were the anchor stores. And when the anchors disappeared, the mall's fortunes floated away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look at Water Tower. It was one of the first ones that was a great mall. And now they're looking at downsizing the retail aspect and trying to figure it out. There's a lot of reasons why, but really does come down to, can you make, can you make a date of it? Can you go and see a film and maybe have, different options? And I'm not talking a food court where everything is fried and super fattening. Can you get in and out fairly easily? And is it bright and welcoming? And, you know, it doesn't sound hard, but the capital to do that over and over again is a deal breaker for many, which is why when you see 1,000 malls going out across the land, we're talking C and D stores, which all were the same, right? You know when you're in one of those, because they're all little independents kind of reusing somebody else's old space, and it just feels yucky to be in there. So when you have that, no one wants to come back to that experience.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online, theretaildoc.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday and still to come, our Monday Stock Picker. It's
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday, and helping us out today is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com based in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. And two selections on this Stock Picker Monday. And your first selection, Chuck, is from the financial services space.
That's right. The company is Axos Financial. The symbol is AX. The stock trades for about $85 a share. And it's your classic small mid-cap stock. The market cap is less than $5 billion. I like Axos for a number of reasons. One, the company is consistently beating its earnings estimates, and in fact, earnings estimate trends have been improving in the last 60 days. You can buy it at a reasonable valuation. The stock trades for less than 12 times its 2025 earnings estimate. The other thing I like is Axos has kind of a nice niche in the banking sector. It's really kind of a national bank clothed up as a smaller bank, because it's a specialty is online banking. So it really crosses borders because of its strength in internet banking. And because of that, and because of deregulation that's going on in the banking industry, you are going to see much more merger and acquisitions activity in banks, particularly smaller and mid-sized banks, probably over the next 12 to 18 months. And this company has a very nice niche in that space. That's Axos Financial, AX as the symbol, and it trades for $85 a share, and our clients and our firm own this stock.
And your next selection is from the world of pet wellness.
It's a space I like, Rob, and I like this company. It's Phibro Animal Health. The symbol is PAHC. Trades for a little over $30 a share. It's a small company. Market capitalization is only about $1.2 billion. But I've long been a fan of kind of the animal healthcare space because of the need to feed the world, the amount of money people are willing to spend on companion pets. Phibro's focuses on kind of farm animals, livestock, large animals. The company is going to, or should, produce double-digit earnings and revenue growth this year and next. You can buy that growth at what I think is pretty reasonable valuation of about 15 times its 2025 earnings estimates. And also, too, you get a bit of a dividend yield on the stock. The dividend yield is almost 2%, so you get a little bit of cash flow. And you get exposure to what I think will continue to be a nice growing business because of the need for it. That, again, is Phibro Animal Health, symbol PAHC, trades for about $30 a share. And again, our clients and our firm own this stock as well.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com in Hammond. Thank you for joining us today on the Stock Picker Monday. His selections, Axos, AX, and Phibro Animal Health, PAHC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.